Blackstone Audio presents Pride v. Prejudice by Joan Hess. This book is read by Meredith Mitchell. To Michael Morton, who survived 25 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. In 2013, the prosecutor was found guilty of failing to provide exculpatory evidence and survived 5 days in a county jail. 1. You have a better chance of getting on the space shuttle than you have of getting on a jury. Luann's pronouncement was accompanied by a noticeably snooty smile. She was looking sleek and tan after her annual safari to the beach, but that did not excuse her attitude. Had she not been my best friend, I might have been a wee bit annoyed. I opted to remain on a more cerebral plane. Do you suspect I'm non-compos mentis? I can assure you that I have all of my marbles in a box somewhere in the attic, I said. We were seated at a scarred picnic table in the beer garden across the street from my cherished book depot, working our way through a pitcher of beer on a lovely, lazy afternoon. The sky was blue, the breeze adequate to battle the last gasp of August heat. Students from Farber College were beginning to wander in, but most of the tables were unoccupied. I've never been convicted of a felony. I don't drool or fall asleep at inopportune moments. Perry Mason would embrace me as a juror. Aren't you overlooking the inescapable fact that you're married to the deputy chief of the Farberville Police Department? There is that, I admitted. And that you have a reputation for meddling in official investigations? Rumors of my interference have been greatly exaggerated. I was merely a...